Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Rural Medical Scholars Program. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Bonnie Carew, Mississippi State University Extension Service Rural Health Program Leader. So, Bonnie, tell me what Mississippi State University Extension Service is doing to help program careers with youth in our state.
Thanks, Amy. We have a program called Rural Medical Scholars for academically talented high school students between their junior and senior years that are thinking about possibly becoming a doctor someday. They spend 5 weeks here at Mississippi State during the summer, take two pre-med courses, biology and sociology, visit the medical center in Jackson, and talk with the head of the admissions committee so they can start thinking now about what they need to do if they want to be competitive and eligible to get into medical school in the future. Thanks to the help of over 40 physicians in Northeast Mississippi, they spend one afternoon each week shadowing a doctor to get a firsthand look at the practice of medicine. Overall, the program helps them answer that all-important question, is medicine for me, and is this truly what I want to do?
Okay, so what drives the need for the program? Is the availability of healthcare professionals an issue?
Yes, it is, Amy. Unfortunately, Mississippi has the lowest number of physicians per person in the nation, and with limited access to care, that winds up contributing to many of the negative health outcomes that are a problem for this state.
Do we have successes that we can point to from the Rural Medical Scholars Program?
Yes, we do. I'm proud to say that this is the 16th summer that we're going to be offering the program, and approximately 70% of our graduates go on to some health-related career, if not as a doctor in nursing, pharmacy, physical therapy, etc. 34 have in fact gone to medical school, and 24 of those have graduated and are now practicing physicians.
Okay, well that's really good to hear. Now, how do interested students or their parents get more information about these programs?
More information and an application can be found online at www.rms.msucares.edu, or they can call me, Bonnie Carew, at 662-325-1321. To be eligible, a student has to be a current high school junior with a minimum composite ACT score of 24. This summer's program is going to run from May 31st through July 6th, and applications are due on March 18th. It is important to note that the expense of tuition, room, and text boards is covered by funding through Mississippi State University Extension Service and the State Office of Rural Health. Students that are accepted just pay a $60 fee in the cost of their food during the program. It's a real bargain, $3,400 value and a lifetime experience.
So tell me, Bonnie, what types of doctors will these students be shadowing?
They shadow a different type of doctor every week. We like them to see a family medicine doctor whenever possible because that's kind of a good all-round practice. But they also might shadow internal medicine, an obstetrician, a pediatrician, an orthopedist, a cardiologist, a rheumatologist, a gastroenterologist, an ophthalmologist, an ENT. We have a large variety of physicians that participate in the program and provide opportunities for these students to see a variety of different types of medicine.
Okay, that sounds like a really good program to give a real-world experience to these students. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Today we've been speaking with Bonnie Carew, Mississippi State University Extension Service Rural Health Program Leader. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.